Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I have a substantial gut.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
This show as a whole is the guttiest of all shows in Louisville. In fact, Jack, get your notebook out. Put that on a t-shirt. Get it done.
And James Strebel.
And I love you, Nick Rouse.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
How about that? Tom Brenneman on a Thursday.
How about that indeed?
How about that to start things off on a Thursday edition of The Take? All righty, let's go. Strebel's already here today. You would think something bad happened to U of L. Those are the only days. The only days he's on time, Jack, is
when something
really good happens to Kentucky or something really, really bad and unfortunate happens to U of L. But he's here today. I'm Andy Sweeney, Jack Grossman. There you go, hanging back at the studios, and we got you for the next 1, 2, 3 hours up until 6 o'clock here on ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPN, Louisville.com. Fellas, good afternoon. How are we doing?
I'm doing good.
You got your UK shirt on tonight.
I do.
Look at you.
It was a big night last night.
What do you mean it was a big night last
night? Chris Livingston made it official.
That's not why you wore a UK polo, is it?
Yeah.
You wore a UK polo today because Chris Livingston?
Not only because of that. Because last night, Louisville fans, they're officially scared. They're officially scared.
Man.
This isn't a big deal. This isn't a big deal at all. Elite Eight. Let's go out the Elite Eight.
303, Jack.
Let's go out the Elite Eight. You know what else I noticed was funny?
We can get into that because that's on the sheet of lies today.
Just go ahead. Real quick.
You're hijacking today.
Whenever one of these big recruits doesn't choose you at K. Oh, Cal missed big. That's a beast. He's a beast.
He's a beast.
Penny got a beast. Jawan Howard got a beast. Coach K gets a beast. But when Kentucky actually gets the guy, they suck. They're not good. That's going to be a bust. This player's not any good. This doesn't mean anything. Cal's not back.
I just noticed that. I did see Locke limp in with, is Elite Eight your standard now? Out of nowhere.
Yeah, they're terrified.
I'm like, you've been gone to Spectrum for like a year and a half. You've lost your fastball.
It's gone.
You are a heat pitcher. You're Nolan Ryan at the end.
Yeah.
I was like, this is so sad to see Locke have nothing.
Elite Eight's the standard.
The same thing he said 3 years ago.
Yeah,
he had no update.
He had nothing.
You had to get that off your chest,
didn't you?
Couldn't wait. I was going to get to that at some point.
I'm sorry.
I was going to get to that at 425 today after the blitz.
After the blitz.
Your take, that was the 425 if you will.
I was just battling.
To get you to rant before we get Bozen.
Oh, sorry. You've
ruined that.
I apologize.
And we'll have to go to another conversation.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I got into it with your guy Detox last night.
Really?
They're being
Detox
big.
Is drunk. He had 19 bourbons last night. He was making love.
They were being big babies.
Rummaging Nordy C. I don't know what they
do on a Wednesday
at Nordy C. I have no idea what they do.
I got into the mud with them a little bit.
Oh, Lord.
Wrestled around a little bit. And when I emerged from the mud, I thought they're scared. And they should be scared. They should be terrified. They are. They're masking their fear with boastfulness.
Oh, my goodness.
Dismissiveness. Their fear is being masked with dismissiveness.
I mostly agree with you. I'm mostly. Not totally. Texas says U of L volleyball gave Kentucky that work.
Congratulations. I don't think they gave them that work. They went to five sets. They didn't even work, but they won.
Did you watch any of it with Kellen?
Yeah, I watched a lot of it.
You and Kellen didn't sit down and watch it?
I was at gymnastics. I couldn't watch it.
Oh, you're watching gymnastics instead.
My daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
gotcha.
At her gymnastics
okay.
Practice.
Gotcha.
Yes. That's
there you
I
go.
Watching.
I didn't
yes.
know if it was just.
No.
Maybe you were at the gym. Maybe you're getting into gymnastics the way the Big Easy's into volleyball.
No. I'm not
right?
a judge. Or
you would not want to be a.
You
not be a judge.
I would not.
You'd
know
be the last person.
The very last.
You would
person.
Be the last person to be a gymnastics judge.
Yeah, I have no idea what
okay.
the scoring is.
There you go.
I don't know. It all looks difficult.
Texas says if Louisville got a 5-star blank and Baker would wear a suit.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They would know what to do with themselves. They would not know what to do with themselves.
Oh, my goodness.
Blank and Baker at the alley
tomorrow?
You guys
are a bunch of dopes. I just can't. Jack, can you, these guys, you guys are in your 40s, and you're doing
almost.
And you're doing this.
Yeah,
you're falling into the Louisville fan, saying, "Well, you're going to win one title." It's like their title got taken down. Like don't like they're just let them be who they are.
No, it's funny.
And you beat Kentucky.
No, I like
you can't
it.
Do it.
It's
I know you can't.
Part of the
fun.
Thing is that they can't.
They love
they
it.
Have
no,
to
they love it.
It. Yeah.
They love the pain.
Yeah.
They love the pain.
Yes, absolutely.
You like to be whipped. That's what you like.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh
I
yeah.
Like to do the whipping.
You know, no, you like to be whipped.
that's sadist versus masochist. Sadist is you like to do the whipping, and masochist like you like to get whipped.
I feel like we need to like clean ourselves off and go to break here. It's 3:08. What a sentence
that is.
There.
That's
what an absolute
that's,
sentence.
That's the difference.
The Reds lead 1-0, which makes us sad.
Yeah,
we were hoping were going to lose.
I don't know.
Again.
No, I want them to lose.
I know you
so,
do.
So on a Tuesday, we don't have to. Well, we might be off one day. Actually, let's win Reds.
Well, the reason I want them to win
because you know there'll be the
1
o'clock game, Jack. You know there'll be the 11:50 a.m. game
right.
on TNT
just
Plus.
Get it,
it'll
to
be
get it
Peacock.
Out of the way as quickly
yeah, just,
as possible.
Just get it out
no
of the way.
No one wants to
just,
watch them
yeah,
nationally.
Just get the Reds game out of the way at 11:40. It'll be done at 5.
Even though it'd be in L.A., it'd be 8 a.m. in L.A. It's
good
like,
point.
Yeah, no, we got to get it over with.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fine.
Get Joey Votto out of here.
Chris Mack yesterday was on with LSL. Got a couple things there. Did
heard
you
that?
You did hear that?
I did hear
so
that.
So you heard what he said about Sidney Curry.
I did hear what he said about
okay,
Sidney Curry.
Okay, well, we won't
absolutely.
Be able to surprise you with that. That's
I,
too bad.
Oh, I heard.
Okay.
While I was watching my daughter do tumbling, I had my AirPods in. I listened to the little Mac.
So you were listening to Chris Mack, little LSL.
Yeah,
while your daughter was tumbling, okay?
Yes, on the balance beam.
We'll get to Livingston. We can get to that as well. And obviously, UK basketball, a couple different thoughts there. Louisville Live this weekend. Kentucky Chattanooga, I say that just to say it because it sounds good. It may pique your interest that I may talk about UK Chattanooga, but I don't think we are.
The Mops.
I have nothing to add to that. By the way, Jack, did their SID ever email you back? We reached
they
out for the Chattanooga head coach, and we
really?
Can't even get an answer back from them.
Well,
I hope Kentucky beats them by 70.
I do too.
And
yeah,
I hope
right.
it's Bo Allen. I hope Bo Allen scores 70 by himself.
Like just
do you understand that?
Will Levis take the day off.
What
Bo
a bunch
Allen
of gutless pukes.
Yeah.
I want to bury them. We got to get
Beamer next week. I need to work on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Shane Beamer,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah.
What else does he have?
Nothing.
I want to start here. And perhaps, and Jack, I'm looking at the sound sheet today, and I see immediately blank. I don't want Satterfield to change who he is.
Oh, God.
What? Okay.
We know blank.
Well,
don't worry, but we know.
I was going to use a conversation piece just of something he said today.
Okay.
Because you guys don't even know what today is. You guys don't even
Hold
know.
On.
Before a big game,
yeah.
It's Thursday, right?
It
did
is.
You see my sheet of paper over
I didn't
here?
See it. No.
Okay.
I haven't been
Do you
peeking.
Know what today is?
I know it's the 14th anniversary of Stevie getting loose and beating Louisville.
Oh, I was
not
thinking
that.
Of the 15th anniversary of Louisville beating Miami.
Okay.
No, to both of those.
So those are both
nice
wrong.
Tidbits.
Okay.
No, today before a big game. Where one team is the underdog, especially at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Pep rally
let's,
day.
Let's pretend Satterfield's not as much on the burner as he is because people are still really pissed off. Today is can Louisville have a moral victory on Friday?
Oh!
It's the moral victory day.
Oh! okay.
Because Blank mentioned that today. Blank was starting to think there might be a moral victory there. I've heard that from a couple people. He's not the only one. But I believe, don't give me that face, Strieble. It's not me. Even if it's a close game and they lose at the end, so that's where I'm at today. It's a moral victory Thursday before a big game. There's always, when one team is the underdog, one of the squads says, can there be a moral victory? I am very much against that. I want to go on the record on a moral victory Thursday that my official answer to that is no. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, there are some tentacles here.
Okay.
Not testicles, the swollen ones of Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend.
Yes.
Zach, did you follow any of that story?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
My
night last night was Zoom services.
This is not last night. This is the last week, Jack.
No, I have no idea.
You haven't seen the tweet out there. You know Nicki Minaj is.
Yes.
Okay. Nicki Minaj said in Trinidad and
I'm not sure exactly where.
Is it Tobago?
Trinidad and Tobago.
Tobago is a different country. Okay.
No, that they're one.
They're one country.
Yeah, I'd say, but this person's in a different country.
I thought he was in Trinidad and he was not there?
I'm saying that whoever this person is doesn't live in America. They live in Trinidad.
Yeah,
okay. I feel like you confused that there.
I explained it. Yeah. I was right. You haven't seen that? Nicki Minaj said her nephew, or what was it?
Cousin's friend or something.
got the second shot of the vaccine and got like massively swollen testicles.
And is now infertile.
Yeah, like they did like an entire press conference how the story was false like yesterday.
Right.
It's been going on all week, Jack.
So Nicki Minaj is an anti-vaxxer.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, she's been banned from Twitter.
Has she?
Yeah. She got suspended last night. Twitter jail.
I was in Twitter jail that one time.
She's also saying that the White House called her and her agent and wanted her to go to the White House to have a discussion about the vaccine. And she said no.
Does Biden's people need to have Nicki Minaj at the White House? That's stupid.
That's what she's claiming.
That's stupid. You would admit that's stupid.
Oh, it's 100% stupid.
Anyway.
This whole thing's stupid.
It's a moral victory Thursday.
Yes.
And I just heard Blank. Do we have the Blank sound from this morning, Jack?
Yes.
What do we have? Well, the computer might not work. Jack's dealing
melting?
With a lot of things.
Poor
yeah.
Jack.
Well, we had an old open today. Most listeners don't recognize that.
Right.
Just because he's having massive computer issues.
There's computer issues today.
It is what it is.
He's hungry. He's thirsty.
Oh, yeah.
The computer's melting down.
He's doing the entire thing.
He's ready for the brisket after the show.
He's having a little 7 o'clock brisket.
Oh, yeah. This is
a little sundown brisket.
Light at the end of the tunnel for Jack.
Right. There you go.
No, I just don't think you can overreact. If Louisville plays well and loses, we can criticize play calls and mistakes. This guy fumbled again, or this continuing thing, or false start, or hold that happens that crushes a drive. If you play well and that happens, we can. But I don't think we're doing things that like a referendum on Scott Satterfield's job if they go out there and play well and lose.
Andy, there's people that there's logic behind what he's saying. I don't agree with it. I want to be clear. I don't agree with it.
Right.
We are year three.
Okay.
You opened up as a 9-point dog. Okay.
Yeah.
And UCF should not be better than you, and they should not be better than you at key positions. This is an AAC team.
This is
that
where I'm
just
going.
Because their location happens to be in Florida, and because hell has frozen over 19 different times in the college football landscape, that they are now finally making the move to the Big 12. If this was UCF and they were in Colorado, okay, and they were in Colorado, they would not, because of television market, they're in the middle of Kansas, they would not be invited to any conference. They'd be happy to even be in the AAC. So I believe here, there is no wiggle room that I feel like, but we need to see the game. We need to see the game. That does matter. I want to be clear. That does matter. That's my only hedge, but I just feel like that is wishful thinking. Now, if they do play really well and lose, I don't know. If I give you 36-33, it's like, damn, I thought this defense was supposed to be great. Their defense might be ranked in the 100s come Monday morning if they allow 30-plus
points. What'd you say they are right now, 95th, 96th?
It was like, yeah, it was in the mid-90s. We said it yesterday, and I threw that paper away because of that crappy 3 minutes
like
that we had on the air yesterday. Right. You're on the Take on ESPN 680. We are Moral Victory Thursday, where that starts to sniff around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't like it, and fans don't like it, and I feel like the majority of people agree with me on this. I feel like I'm right.
You are right.
Thank you.
I remember the one year.
What do you remember?
The one year that they were in the AAC. They knew they were going to the ACC. They just acted like they were better than everybody. Snooty, snobby Louisville football. And they were better than everybody except Blake Bortles.
They were getting the move up.
They're getting the move up, right. And they were stuck their nose up at it. Now you've been in the ACC for multiple years. You look down on the AAC. Look down on them. And they're not in the Big 12 yet, UCF isn't. They're still in the AAC. You're in the ACC, and you're telling me that you want a moral, not want, but that you would take a moral victory over a team that you kicked dirt on the way out of their bum conference that you had to spend 1 year in. You were on the...
Louisville fans did this on the way out, kicking dirt like a dog.
No more bum conference for us. No more Big Least. No more AAC. We're going to, and now we're saying, well, you know, if this AAC team, Central Florida, if we can only lose to them by 7 points or 6 points or cover the spread, it's okay. You can get a few good things out of here. I don't want to hear that. That made me physically sick listening to that. That made me sick to my ears. You're talking about Gus Malzahn and Central Florida. Maybe we could get a close victory. It's not a referendum on Scott Satterfield. Bro, this is your stadium. You aren't some baby-ass conference. You're in the ACC, and you're sitting there telling me...
Time to win some football games.
Win a damn... Exactly. You're sitting here talking about loot, like moral
victory. They agree with you.
They agree with you. They should agree with me.
They agree with you. Louisville fans agree with you.
They need to demote the sheriff.
Why?
Because he's being a big baby about it. Wait, moral victory. Moral victory. Get the bleep out of here. You're supposed to be the spokesman person for the alley, and you're coming on here saying moral victory to Central Florida that you look down on? ACC takeover my butt? Come on. Ugh.
Demote the sheriff.
I'm not wrong here.
Oh no, you're completely right on this.
Jack, hang on. What happened with you today? Like did you crush a couple focuses in the car?
No.
You are jacked today.
I'm just ready to go, baby.
You are on today.
I'm ready to roll.
The energy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's weird because I'm actually really tired because
not you, Strebel.
Oh, Strebel. I thought you were talking about I was about to say, I was like, I didn't think I was being energetic.
No, Strebley's screaming the first 20 minutes. It's fine, but I'm just worried about it.
I mean, role reversal. If I got on the radio with you today and I said, well, if we could just get a moral victory over Chattanooga. No, Chattanooga.
No, you might be Missouri.
Like Missouri. Exactly. There's a good one. Boom. They're pretty comparable, I think.
Well, I mean, it would have to be a game, unfortunately, that Kentucky would be an underdog in.
Right.
So I don't know.
Game.
I mean, there'll be an underdog with Georgia, and I don't know who else.
I think LSU would be an
LSU's
example.
LSU's a good one.
Maybe. But they're not going to be a 9 point. That was not
but
on purpose.
Let's just say that's the case.
Anyway, go
ahead.
And I'm on here,
and I'm going moral victory. Maybe, you know, you can't judge it if it's a close loss, this, that, and the other. I'll get crushed. Blanket Baker would crush me. He'd call me a meek little mouse, and Louisville fans would be crushing me talking moral victories. They're not on the same level, or at least they shouldn't be on the same level. And we're talking about Central Florida. As long as we play well, it should be okay. Blanket Baker, they're done. Your fan base is done. If he loses by a field goal, they're going to be as pissed as they get blown out.
That's what I'm worried about. The troops are going to invade, and Blanket Baker is going to be in his command post,
yes.
And they're going to be beating on his doors.
He's going to be the Afghan army once the Americans leave.
Huh?
You'll let that one sit there.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what it was. They didn't try.
Whoa. Look at his dribbles, son. He doesn't know anything about pop culture or politics. And then he just went with
the political joke. I realize
just
that.
A political. I'm stunned. I don't know what you guys have thrown so many fastballs and curveballs. I don't know what to do today. Honestly, I'm stunned today.
Well, at least we have energy and topics. So we're not just sitting around going, well.
By the way, we're watching the Reds, and you know we had the local channel on there. It's in in Cincinnati or whatever, one of the local dealerships. They have Mike Moustakas as their spokesman. I mean, like, does he play baseball still? I mean, hasn't been out Moose?
He spent more time rehabbing with the bats this year than he has actually on the Reds.
When Jason Anderson worked here, you know, they were good for those 2 years.
Yeah.
And every time Moose got up, Moose dong, Moose dong.
Who said that?
Anderson. Yeah, would Moose say dong. That?
Oh no, Jason. Oh yeah. No, come on,
oh, yeah. Oh. I think he's got a shirt. Texas says, my God, Jack from the top rope. Texas says, I'm worried about Grossman. Get him a bagel.
Not for a few more hours.
Texas says, UCF is in the deputy's kitchen. Texas says, Blank's going to be on Paw Patrol. Texas says, Strebel, UK literally has done this for years. What are you smoking?
Yeah, people make fun of Kentucky.
Not this year.
Not
yeah,
this
I was
year.
About to say.
If
yeah,
people have made fun of Kentucky. Yes. They act like Kentucky does this and no one says anything. They get blasted for this same thing.
Texas says, Strebel gave me a piece of his brisket he made a couple weeks ago, and guess what? I'm still chewing.
That's not true. That brisket was awesome and tender.
What are you guys having tonight? Is it brisket?
No, we're actually not doing brisket. We're doing breakfast for dinner to break the fast. So we're doing challah French toast with the Rosh Hashanah challah, so the really big challah, and lox and bagels. And it's going to be – and probably some type of eggs, too. So it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, there you go.
I'm excited.
Little leg.
Did you hear that voice?
He's happy.
He's happy. I like that.
Texas says Jack fast for 24 hours and starts throwing out foreign policy comparisons, LMAO.
He really did, man. I'm still a little taken aback by it.
Texter, Louisville needs to go back to the Metro. Thank you for that, Texter. Thank you for that.
That's not what we're talking here. We're just saying they're supposed to be ACC. I remember that Western Kentucky game, and he should have been yelling at Kentucky. They played like bums.
I'm not reading that one. I want to so bad. Strebel was not doing that on Instagram. No, he
I'm
was not.
Not
nah,
doing
I,
anything
no.
on Instagram.
Texas says, love you, Blank Louisville fan, but this isn't Kentucky.
See, that's
we aren't
what I'm
waiting until
about.
Year after year, whatever, to start getting our results.
Yeah, it's a thing.
The cupboards are bare. Sats got to go.
Oh, Sats, the cupboards are bare. I haven't heard that one yet. But the
oh,
but that's
goodness.
What I'm saying. I mean, Louisville fans expect more. I mean, you want to talk about lowering expectations. No one wants to lower expectations and wait around till Sat figures it out. Louisville fans ain't about that.
What if they lose? What if they lead 30-28 and UCF hits a 50-yard field goal to win the game as time expires?
Then they're going
to
get booed off the field. I'm telling you, Louisville fans aren't happy. He's misreading his fan base. He's on the wrong side of this. They'll be if they lose that game, they'll be pissed off. They'll be furious. They won't be like, well, we almost got Central Florida. Maybe next week. That's not going to be the reaction. It's not.
Texas says extortion. Speaking of, what do you think Dino Gaudio is doing right now? Got thinking about that the other day. Yeah, I did.
What's old Dino doing?
The Reds are going to the bottom of the ninth with a 1-0 lead. We should carry the last three outs. Come on, Pirates. Let's go, Buckos.
Buckos.
Come on.
Yeah, come on, Buckos. Quick break. 437-9680. I want to keep some of this conversation going. Speaking of no pivots, I can bring up Kentucky basketball as well.
Sure.
The Athletic. I don't know. Jack, did you happen to see this? Seth Davis. Put out an article, 25 his 25 players that have the most to prove.
Oh.
So don't look it up, you guys. Are you still paying for the Athletic, or is that done? Okay,
yes. Paying for the Athletic.
Not you, Strebel.
Yes,
Strebel was cheap for about, 6 months, and then you gave in?
Didn't
you ask Jeff Greer for, a code or something?
No, I never did.
Beg Kyle Tucker or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. No,
all right.
I never did, I promise.
All right. We have some Chris Mack sound and the best jobs in the country. country as told by the coaches. That list is out as well. And I'm in a dilemma. You'll like this.
Oh, I like
dilemmas. A small dilemma.
Yeah.
437-9680. It's The Take, hanging out until 6 o'clock. Blitz coming up at the top of the hour. Bozich at 5 o'clock on this Thursday.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Haven't they been humbled enough?
No.
Like, they know they're not going
to
get Lively or Case and Wallace.
They know they're not getting Case and Wallace.
And James Strebel.
No, they don't. But they just need to be reminded of these things.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so I hate to do this to you, Jack, but the Wing Zone was good today.
Oh, the Wing Zone was good today.
Yeah, so they had the garlic parm wings, which may be my favorite.
Yeah.
Your boy Process crushed it. Just absolutely. I mean, he ate like an animal.
He was like an animal, like a wolf.
Benson did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like I'm glad he got to enjoy it.
He did.
He's an animal. He'd be a wolf.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yes, he would. A hyena. Thank you to Adam and his staff there at Wing Zone, hooking us up today at ESPN Louisville. As always, try that ESPN Louisville special. 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for $9.39. Now, that's good 7 days a week. Mention ESPN Louisville. You can order those wings. You need to get ready for Saturday, maybe even Friday. Saturday, Sunday, whatever it may be. Order online, wingzone.com. The two locations, Hikes Point, the other, Poplar Level Road near the Corey Center. Again, wingzone.com, and find out what they got cooking today for you. So there you go. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. The text line's mean, man. Quick different reminder, just towards everybody.
Yes.
Strebel Nat's going to be with you. I was going to say be hooking up with you. That's an odd way to put that. UK post-game show coming up. What time should that be? 3:30 or so. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post-game show. They'll have you covered on the Kentucky side right here on ESPN 680 105.7. And then obviously all the pregame coverage, normal shows on Friday. Miller Lite pregame live there at Caboose Number 5 with Patty Ice and Taylor Lynch. Mr. Kenneth got you for the Miller Lite post-game show. And so we will take you into the all day from dinner all the way into the morning. Poor Ennis, probably into the wee hours of Saturday morning.
Yeah.
To be quite honest, if it's a win, people are going to be jacked up. We'll see. Maybe they won't. I think they probably will, and some tones will have changed if they lose. What we all know, what the conversation is going to be. Now we went to break. 437-9680 UPS jobs text line. Blitz coming up here at top of the hour. We went to break. The Reds now have allowed two walks, Jack. It's first and second, one out.
I just turned it on.
All right, there you go. So we need to watch this.
And he is now turned on.
He is. Yes. Well, we need to see.
Well, I turned it on at the start of the break, but then I wasn't looking at it because I was doing the Sports Center.
Oh, well, obviously, yeah. doing the old Sports Center. Yep. Okay, so a couple different things I want to bring up. Let's see here. Where do I want to go? Let's do this. I wanted to mention this to you in the first part of the show, and we can dive into this as we go.
Okay.
Okay? But there is a realization in my mind that this year, next year, okay, so this coming season, college, we're talking UK basketball.
Okay.
Next season, it's going to have Shaedon Sharpe and all this big-time class.
Yep.
And the season after. You better win one of those. You better get to a national title in one of these years.
I don't know what you're going to have after that.
Does that make sense?
Whether
it be Calipari, assistants are always on the move. This gutless Pirates guy flying out. I mean, how about take a GD pitch? Honestly, take a pitch. What are you doing? The guy's thrown seven balls in a row.
I mean, just
you're out there,
one after the other.
And that's why they're the Pirates.
Well, there you go. but the pressure's on now, big boy.
Oh, I'm with you.
The pressure's on now.
They're back. Let's go. I agree with you.
The pressure's on.
Yeah.
And Cal ain't going to be there. You got 3 years. You got this season. You got next season with the boy Shaedon Sharpe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you got the season after.
Yeah.
And I don't know after that. Do you understand?
Oh, Cal, a little tired?
No, I'm just. I mean, come on, Cal's getting up there.
He's getting up there. I agree. No, I'm with you. I think this is
the, this is it.
We need to get going.
There's no pivot from you. You understand that?
And Kentucky is going all systems go. I mean, you're right. I think they're with you. I think Cal's with you on this. I think your boy O's with you on this thing, all these guys, because they, I mean, they turned around after they got Chris Livingston yesterday. They're visiting in Dembona like today. Like, they didn't stop. They just went right, boom, we're going.
You,
I mean,
you tweeted at Locke last night about the about them getting him, didn't you?
Oh, 100% I did.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
I absolutely
you get
did.
A, you get a top kid, and you go to Lachlan McClain.
Because we all know Locke does.
Yeah, we know he's wrong, but you know he's going to pivot, and then you're going to get into a battle.
No, I wasn't going to battle
Locke. You're out here tweeting him.
I just got a top
10 kid in the country.
I just wanted Locke to know.
Okay.
Because he kicked dirt on Cal before everybody else did, and now all of a sudden, radio silence. Spectrum, I'm busy. Spectrum,
TV silence.
Spectrum, yeah.
Radio silence.
Oh,
TV silence. Twitter silence.
Facebook silence.
Facebook silence. Text
silence.
Message silence.
Yeah, he's just quiet.
Silencio.
Yeah, real. Yeah, silencio. I like that. Yeah, little Italian there. No, he's very quiet.
That would be Spanish.
Spanish. Well, whatever it is.
Oh, my God.
I think you can say silencio. Hold on a second. Hold on. But anyway, the Locke's quiet all of a sudden. I don't speak either, so
I don't speak much. No.
All right, well, I didn't
really. The UK fan doesn't speak three languages.
No, well, I know UK fan that speaks four languages.
Do you really?
My friend Jeff, yeah, he teaches at Trinity. He speaks four languages. He speaks Spanish. He speaks.
Of course,
German.
He wouldn't have a public school friend. It had to be.
I do have.
I thought you hated.
Friends.
I thought you hated Trinity.
I thought you
despised Trinity.
I do, but I've known since.
No
first,
one's happier. They're 0-1. Like what? They 0-3. Does anyone know? They 0-4.
He's. I've known since first grade.
We got a 3-2 pitch, by the way.
Oh, come
here.
On.
Sorry, we have a 3-2 pitch.
Should we listen in to the 3-2 pitch?
No, I don't want to listen in. No, I don't want to.
Oh,
who are you texting right now?
I'm looking
who
up,
are you texting right now?
Silence in Italian. Because I wanted to, because I thought, because Italian is, yeah, silenzio. It is. I swear, look, right there. Bam.
Is it silenzio or silenzio?
Silenzio.
Well, I said,
that's different.
By
one letter.
Silencio.
Silencio.
Yeah,
okay.
By one letter.
By
that's
one
a big
letter.
Difference.
Spanish and Italian, they're both romantic languages.
That's your pivot? That's your pivot back.
They're both romantic
it's only
languages.
One, it's only one
very
letter.
Similar.
That's not a good pivot.
It's a great pivot.
That's
it's
like
not
Blake
a good pivot.
It. It's like a win except for the final score.
Right. Exactly.
There's a little bit of that. Silencio.
That's a moral victory for Strebel.
I wish
we do not accept said moral victory.
He said, "Oh, a little French on a Thursday,
Italian.
Or Italian." Say, Italian. Sorry, I looked away in space, and my face had to look odd. I was like, "I don't know what to do here."
I don't know what to do here. Yeah, but yeah, I was wrong, but that's okay. They're very close. But no, I agree with you. I think in the next few years, there definitely needs to be an appearance in the national championship game, and hopefully
not
a
an appearance,
title
a national
along
title.
With it.
No,
title.
You got to win the national title in the next 3 years. Oh, the guy struck out. What an absolute gutless puke.
Givens. He's done.
Can you imagine 1-0 game,
Givens
Pirates
got him.
And Reds?
Yeah, what? How exciting.
Givens got him.
Yeah, how exciting would that have been to be there?
Texas says, has anyone ever sounded more BBN than right there at that moment? Spanish, Italian, whatever. Texas says, obviously, Big Rig, not a language teacher.
No, I am not. I had to take, the last time I took Spanish was my sophomore year of college. I had to take one semester of it. So I took my one semester of Spanish and dipped.
Texas says, didn't Strebel kick dirt all over Coach O like a week ago before the commitment floodgates opened?
I didn't kick dirt on him. I gave him a month, and he more than met my window.
You put him in a casket.
I did not put him in a casket.
You put him in a casket 6 feet under.
I did not. I said you got to get going.
You did not kick
the
dirt on
and
him.
He got
kicked dirt, and then you realized what you did and came back the next day.
No, I gave him a month.
You did not originally give him a month. He did not.
But he's listening to me. Coach O listened, and he said, you know what, I got to make my guy Strebel happy. So he went and locked him up.
Texas says, are your New York Giants really going to lose to Taylor Heineken tonight, Libby Sweeney? Yeah, I've already put it out there, 23-10. I told you, I think the Giants will be in contention for the number one overall pick.
Okay.
I've said that for like 2 weeks, guys.
Are they going to fumble the chance to get the number one overall pick again, though?
Yes, yes.
Of
no,
course.
They'll be good enough to not, yeah. Like, can I get, who's number one? I want Matt Corral.
Do you want Matt Corral?
Oh, I love Matt Corral. I have no idea. What do I look like?
It was the guy from Oregon that was hurt.
I don't know who's number one.
Jaworski.
Who?
Jaws.
Oh, the guy from Oregon. The lineman?
Yeah, that was
the Giants
hurt.
Aren't taking a defensive lineman.
They they're
going to
take a quarterback.
They got too much money on the defensive line. Plus, they won't be up front. Great. Let's talk about that. Oh, they're terrible. What a terrible game tonight. We'll have it right here on ESPN 680
105.7. I'll be watching the game.
That's great. And I'm going to get texts. Oh, the Giants suck. Yes. What would you think? I thought they were the Chiefs. People are like, yeah, man. I mean, Danny Dimes, he's not very good. Like, no. It's a guy from Duke named Daniel Jones. It looks like he lives with his mom. No offense. Anyone that lives with their mom. But he's an NFL player, and he looks like he still does.
Yeah, he still gets his hair cut in the same place he did.
I mean,
it's true,
but you can't say anything about that.
I'm not an NFL player. That's a big difference between me, middle school
teacher, radio guy.
You're just an all-district player.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not an NFL player. I'm just an all-district player.
You know who crushed you over that?
Who?
Louis Rabeau. Our guy.
Why?
He thought that was the saddest thing he's heard when you brag.
Really?
When your bona fides were I was an all-district player. It saddened him. I'm just letting you know.
Why is he sad, Louie? Text
you'll,
me.
You'll have to,
why,
you'll have to deal with
sad,
that. That's
Louis?
Not. I'm not going to be in the middle of you and Louie Rabeau.
Let me know, Louie. We don't have each other's number, so DM me. Tell me why you're sad about that.
Your DMs are
open.
I
can send you his number if you want, Strebel.
Yeah, he can do that if he wants. I don't want to, text Louie Rabeau just randomly.
Texas says, can we get back to yesterday where this chump was bragging about his all-district team and then went to Campbell's Dump? I wouldn't tell anybody that, LOL.
Where'd you go? Again, all these text line bumps. Sorry.
Are really going to do this again?
No, I'm not. But a person who probably, I don't know what you've accomplished in life, but I'd like to have the measurables.
It would be funny if that guy was a high school dropout.
Exactly.
I see the opposite. If that guy was like a leading scientist.
Oh, it'd also be funny, if he went to Harvard or something.
Yeah, a leading scientist.
See, I'm going to play the odds. I think people that went to Harvard
they're
probably aren't listening
people.
To this show.
Why would you say that? I don't like you saying that. I don't like you saying that.
I don't think they'll be listening to Sports Talk Radio. That's why
I don't like that. That's
why?
An insinuation of stupidity. I don't like
that. It's
not
an insinuation of stupidity. That's
exactly what it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
You just called the listeners stupid.
Jack, you called us stupid.
Yeah. I didn't call
you
us
said
stupid.
Called everyone stupid.
I didn't call anybody stupid.
You did.
All it says is I don't know if a Harvard graduate would listen to Sports Talk Radio in general.
Why not?
Put it up at ESPN 680. Do Harvard graduates listen to Sports Talk Radio?
Unless Ryan Fitzpatrick
I know
does.
Someone from Columbia that does. How about that.
That's cool. That's very
is that
good
enough for you?
Oh,
is that Ivy League
it's
enough
Ivy League
for the Strebel family?
Yeah. What about Andy Cornell? Andy Bernard Cornell grad?
He's not a real person.
I know, but I'm just saying anyone from Cornell listening. Big red.
Texas says the Texters need to chill. Strebel has ribbons.
That's right. I've got ribbons.
Texas says you ask Strebel. It says street ball. That's what I love. You asking Strebel if he's going to do this and that. He says no, and then he does it. Very similar to him saying he's not going to drink tonight, and we all know he has a crippling Bush Light habit.
I don't. The only time I drink during the week is I'm over here, I have two or three, and then I go home, I don't drink anymore. During the week, I don't drink. I don't.
What did he just lie? You're lobbing. You're lobbing. That's a haymaker.
It's
Jack,
not a lie.
Jack, I'm stunned right
I
now.
Don't.
I'm sitting back
during,
in my
when
chair.
I, during school,
oh
I do
God.
Not drink during the week at night. I don't. I'll drink some on the weekend, but Sunday through Thursday, I don't drink in the evenings.
Unless UK's playing or you're doing show with Andy, which is every day. Or
I told you, I'll drink.
You're gonna have a couple beers tonight. It's Thursday night football.
I'm not going to.
Oh my
I'm
goodness.
Not going to. I don't because I don't want to wake up feeling weird or tired the next day. I want to wake up refreshed and ready to go. I got to be ready to go at 7:15 a.m.
Texas says, why isn't Jackie Poo at the Reds game? It's a great question.
I went to Pittsburgh earlier this summer.
He did.
I had fun.
All right, we got to take a break here in a second. Blitz is coming up, but I got an update. You're going to love this.
Yeah.
It's going to kill you. It's going to kill you.
Well, now what happened?
I got a Jason Entz update.
Entz? Oh, no. What happened to Entz? So
he's down 5 more units today with soccer.
Jeez.
That's 11 units in 2 days.
Golly. Entz, just give it a break, man. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. You don't have to prove the Discord that you can gamble. Just take a step back. Now I feel like we got to intervene like we did with Mitch.
Like, but when this is in a god-awful streak, we're like, Vince, maybe
he never,
back off a bit.
He never gets out of a god-awful streak.
Well, that's true. I'm talking about that one where he, like, was making bets with Louis Rabeau on his Nintendo Wii.
Right, he was trading possessions.
Yes,
right. If you're new to the show, our old producer, Mitchell Hannigan, got into it too bad where he was trading possessions to pay off his debts.
Yes.
And instead of paying off his debts, he would then roll it into more gambling.
Yes.
That's the best way for me to put it. It's the most concise yet accurate way. And then he moved to St. Louis, and I think he still might be doing the same thing.
Right.
That maybe is where
know.
Entz is going. I'm worried about him. 11 units in 2 days. It's only Thursday.
Gosh, he's got the whole college football weekend.
Blaine texts us and says, Kathy Dickey listens to Sports Talk Radio, and he went to Harvard. There you go.
I've been proven wrong.
There you go.
I've been proven wrong.
There you go.
I apologize to everyone involved.
Thank you for that apology.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for that
apology. I'm glad to be wrong on that. I love that. That's awesome.
Texas says, Jason Ben Shapiro Hannigan.
He hates all of that.
Texas says, Scribble, you're lying to yourself.
About what? I don't know what I'm lying about.
Texas says, Scribble, you need to admit that you have an issue.
I don't have an issue at all. I don't.
Texas says, screw you, Strieble. I'm a college graduate from U of L. You know the funniest thing about that, Jack? The funniest thing about that is you couldn't be more wrong. This sports radio actually trends totally. It trends up, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know. I was
see, now you
that.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
now
I was
Now you're privy
wrong.
To that info.
Yeah, I was you wrong.
You like that.
And
it's one of the strongest niches of sports radio, if you will.
Really?
Yeah. So men who have discretionary income.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Because they have
it
money
is awesome.
And they have time to spend listening to sport. That makes sense because they have money. They probably make their own hours. They probably are highly successful jobs, and they're not like paid by the hour, so they have more time to listen to sports talk radio.
And says
that.
Those are bleeping lies.
Oh,
that's what Ed said. Yeah, I'm sorry, Ed. I get updates.
Yeah.
I get updates.
And he didn't do anything. He was just
I just got
something.
An update. You're down 11 units. That's all I can do.
Yeah.
If the news comes out, you're not done. If there's a 13 unit you hit, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And we'll say that.
How much are you guys betting on day soccer?
I don't. What are they doing? I mean, this soccer.
Speaking of addiction.
Never stop. Yes.
Speaking of addiction.
Yeah. 1-800-9 with it.
437-9680. Quick break. We'll do the blitz. We'll talk some UK, U of L, and. Indiana. We'll do that as well.
We are doing Indiana
I'm kidding.
Today.
They have a big game this weekend.
Yes.
We'll do that next here on The Take on a Thursday. All right, DraftKings, going to be on the old DraftKings Sportsbook app tonight. Week one may be over, but the season's just getting started. Week two coming up tonight, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner, is a sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. That's no matter what. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet at least $1 on any football game. DraftKings is safe, reliable, secure, making it easy to deposit, withdraw your money at your convenience, and it is. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use promo code WHBE to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code WHBE to get your $200 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Now, you must be 21 or older, Indiana only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.